what in the world is you're talking about? All Muslims have condemned, condemning terrorism.
Imam?
Wait a minute, Bill O'Reilly.
Yes.
You should be happy that he's unindicted. You are unindicted.
Well, I wonder if he's going to condemn.
I'm indicted.
I wonder if
rest
he's going
of the
to condemn
America
the
is unindicted. Being unindicted is something good, not bad.
Why is it, good? Why is it good to have this radical
proven guilty.
Imam
Being
there.
Unindicted is a good thing.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. You want to continue on talking about Muhammad Ali, the people's champ, America's champion. Last week we talked about him, and the week before, why not we finish off the month continuing talking about the American Muslim hero with the person who knew him personally, president of Sound Vision, who was also on the Spin Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Let me tell you, I'm willing to bring you. There is going to be a conference of 10,000 people from 80 countries.
And I don't think that's good. I'll give you the last
Bill
word.
O'Reilly, many people, Bill told me, why are you going to on his show? Because many people consider you are a radical person. You need to build bridges of understanding among people, and we need to have America moving forward. This is the time for unity. This is not the time for division.
Bill O'Reilly trying to trip him up. He got tripped up. Someone who's in the field of sharing this dean, clearing up the many misconceptions. And you know what? You guess how much is spent on bashing Islam. Over, I mentioned $159 million. This brother's telling us that over $200 million is spent on promoting hate of Islam and Muslims, what you can do about it, what you can go ahead, how you can make a difference about it. Here on the Dean Show, don't go anywhere.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean, this is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean, this is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you, Sheikh?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak.
Oh, Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you for being with us here on the Dean Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a great day and a great Dean.
Alhamdulillah. I'm going to show a clip, and I want to get your feedback on that. And from there, we want to talk about double standards. And we're going to let our audience see this, and then we'll come back and get your comments on it.
But at Sacramento's Verity Baptist Church, Pastor Roger Jimenez told his churchgoers,
"What if you ask me, hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. Now that 50, you know, the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I mean, the tragedy is I'm kind of upset that he didn't finish the job."
Hey, everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And I just wanted to record a quick video about the news this morning about the shooting in Orlando. I guess a Muslim terrorist went into a gay bar and shot him up, and there's 50 sodomites, homosexuals, that have been killed, and another 50-some-odd injured. And then the Muslim guy himself was shot by the police, it sounds like. And here's the good news and the bad news about this. You know, the good news is that there's 50 less pedophiles in this world, because, you know, these homosexuals are a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. That's who was a victim here, are a bunch of just disgusting homosexuals at a gay bar, okay? And then I'm sure it's also going to be used to push an agenda against so-called hate speech. So Bible-believing Christian preachers who preach what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, that it's vile, that it's disgusting, that they're reprobates, you know, we're going to be blamed. Like, oh, it's all extremism. It's not just the Muslims, it's the Christians.
Do you have any regrets about your statements during your sermon on Sunday?
I don't have any regrets about what I said, and I don't take anything back.
I would never take things into my own hands or become a vigilante. But I will say this, you know, the Bible says that homosexuals should be put to death in Leviticus 20:13.
Now, Sheikh, obviously this was a horrific event. Islam has nothing to do with such evil acts. When you look into this person's life, you obviously see, and usually when someone does a horrific act, like for instance, you had the Britain First, the that was screaming Britain First, who killed that MP Joe Cox, and they're probably going to look in his life, see if he's mentally deranged or whatnot. But when it comes to Muslims, it seems like they want to connect the dot all the way always to Islam. So when you hear, you know, anything, if a Muslim would have said something like this, mainstream media covers 24/7, what are your thoughts of that when you see this double, this blatant, obvious double standard that's going on?
Oh, it's very clear. I mean, in the last year, more than 200 mass shootings took place in America. Only two places a Muslim were accused of doing that, but none of the other people were called terrorists. None of the other people has a focus. Actually, a professor of communication has done research that 80% of the focus of domestic terrorism is on Muslims, while Muslims are not more than 5% responsible for domestic terrorism. Yeah. So that is very clear. But I would say two elements play a role in there. Islamophobes. Islamophobes are a $200 million machine here.
Yeah, I just found that out. $200 million.
Yes, there are just 34 organizations, close-knit. They got PhDs and professors and public and whatnot, and they got huge funding. Show like Dean, the Dean Show, probably struggles that couple of people are trying to keep up the flag up.
Yeah.
So does Sound Vision, which has been there for 28 years. But these people have $200 million behind them. What do? They do one thing. As soon as some crazy dude does something anywhere in the world, say, ha-ha, you see, this is what Islam is all about. Islam is the problem. Quran is the problem. It's not one crazy person. So this is a Islamophobe using media very skillfully against Islam and Muslim. My question to you is, Brother Dean, what are you going to do about it? You're a media person.
We're trying to combat it. I think the solution is education. I think we need to make the human connection, you know, and I think people who are sincere and they look into really what Islam is about, as many did after these tragic events such as 9/11, Amazon had the highest sale of Qurans. It was because people were curious and people wanted to know, and then they ended up accepting Islam. Can you imagine that? Because they saw through the rhetoric.
Yes, some of them, but after 9/11, there was 59% approval rating of Islam and Muslim in this country.
Now it's like 20, huh?
Now it's 17%. And that survey is before the Orlando tragedy.
Yeah.
So Muslims need to be more thoughtful instead of just spending money on disaster relief or helping our brothers and sisters, which is very genuine. And instead of just building a mosque, 90% of money going to mosque and
big minarets, yes, $100,000.
I would like to have a couple of minarets for Brother Dean. Because you see, we need to stand up. Islamophobia is not a product because people have not read the Quran. People did not read the Quran 50 years ago, but there was no Islamophobia.
Yeah.
Islamophobia is product of our weakness.
Yeah.
And Islamophobes are hitting and being successful in manipulating media because we are not in the media. We're not taking a stand. We do not have coalition in the society. So we are weak in the society. So Muslims need to reset the budget, divert some of their funding towards strengthening themselves in the society, in the community, and also investing in the media.
So being more proactive in the media, educating people through the media, using this great resource like they're using against us.
Right.
I can't believe that. $200 million.
Brother, that's all which we know because thanks to IRS return, there is much, much more money. $200 million does not include Fox Television, which itself is a billion-dollar operation.
Yeah.
So we are facing a major thing, but this small group of Islamophobes, our neighbors are not Islamophobes. Our neighbors are just confused.
Yeah.
They didn't hear anything else because they were asked why you're against Islam and Muslims. And guess what? Majority of them say because of the media.
Yeah.
It's on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be on the TV. We need to isolate Islamophobes from the mainstream media, bring our stories up. So media people need to be handled as though they are human being instead of just a big machine. Each Muslim individual, if you see something, say something.
Yeah.
See something what? You see on TV.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and call them. Hey, what I see is wrong. Well, how come you're not telling this? How come you're not saying that? About, you know, Facebook is knocked off a good post about what terrorism was taking place in Orlando and what other factors are responsible.
Yeah.
Where's the Muslim voices? Speak up. Stand up. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with good words.
Speak up, stand up. We're going to take a break. Hamid, what do you think?
I think he's got some words of wisdom.
Got some good points there. How
we're going to but okay. Underline Hamid says some. Hamid is very shrewd, brother.
We're going to take a break.
He's a big operative, I'm telling you. Don't let him go.
Millions are spent to get people away from Islam. We're asking you to contribute very little to help share and bring people to this beautiful way of life, Islam. Now, what are you going to do with that? How much are you going to put in? How much are you going to contribute to help us grow this channel, to continue the work? It's something that's incumbent on all of us. We've taken up the call. We're doing our small part. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and from you as you contribute. There's a link below. And we'll see you next time. Keep us in your du'as. Subscribe if you haven't already to get the newest show delivered to you. Every Friday we release it. Help support the da'wah. Help support us spreading the message of peace and purpose to the world. Until next time, we'll see you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. Back here on the Dean Show. Sheikh, how are you doing? How you been? Thank you for finding the time to be with us. You actually were somebody who we just had probably the best PR that we've had in, I mean, decades, I would say. You know, but in a long time. And we had this individual who is an American, and many people, it's sad to say, they don't know that he was Muslim, even though his name spells it out. American hero Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
You actually, you spent time with him, you knew him personally, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, brother Muhammad Ali, you know, it's like all Muslims, you know, we struggle with our faith, with our practices. But he, when it comes to faith, he was firm. When it comes to telling people about Islam, he was firm. And even in his death, he did a big favor to Muslim. For 1 week, America was talking about somebody named Muhammad Ali. And he fought for his name.
Yeah.
We did many things. You know, we used to distribute meat after Eid al-Adha. Problem was how to distribute to the poor. So I worked with Muhammad Ali. And he built a mosque in Chicago. Outside that mosque, we'll distribute that. But you will be happy to know, I invited him to help the Bosnian cause. Mm-hmm. In those days, Muslims were not much known. Our leadership was not known. So we took him, and he readily, happily came to New York. We went to ambassador after ambassador to stop the crisis in genocide in Bosnia.
He was helped
the cause. Then there was a rally for Palestine in Chicago, and I say, who cares for Muslim? So I said, Muhammad Ali, if you come, rally will be on TV. And guess what? Muhammad Ali came and joined, and that's where a CBS reporter asked me, why is he here? I said, because he supports Palestine. He said, no, why he support Palestine? I say, well, Muhammad Ali is a Muslim. Oh, I didn't know Muhammad Ali is a Muslim.
People don't know that.
This is Muhammad name, and people don't know.
This should be an example for kids changing their name. When you see this person now who is a living example of someone who, in our day and age, was proud to be one who submits to the will of the Creator, like Jesus did.
No, people used to call him clay, and he said, me Muhammad Ali. Call me Muhammad.
Yeah.
He has a poem about this. He fought on his name. He forced people to accept his name. And children right now, about 30% of them don't use their Muslim name.
Changing their names.
So this is because of the pressure. But Muhammad Ali is an example. Muhammad Ali was not popular when he was doing.
No.
He's popular now. He was not popular. The people used to spit on him. People will refuse to use his name. And he will just say, I am what I am.
Yeah.
I don't remember exact phraseology which he had, but he say, I am what I am. It is my faith, not your faith. Yeah. It's my name. It's not your name.
I'm going to be what I am, not what you want me to be. Yeah.
So that is the attitude which America, you know, our neighbors are good people. They have sense of fair hearing. When Muhammad Ali took a stand, initially people were saying, what is this and all that. People turn around.
Yeah.
People started loving him. Why? Because of the character of truthfulness. Mm-hmm. That's the character of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Yeah. You know, he used to pass out pamphlets with write his name on him, Muhammad. Did you know that?
I will tell you it's a story if you like.
Yeah, tell
I'll tell you a story. There used to be an American Muslim, Nikoniso Abdullah. Mm-hmm. He was an African American Muslim. He was a major in Saudi Arabia. He became a Muslim. He became president of Muslim Community Center right here in Chicago. Yeah. very talented person, a business executive. So he wrote a brochure called Is Jesus Really God? Mm-hmm. So MCC refused to publish it because they thought it's too hot. So we both published it, and we both will stand on the south side, 95th Street, on Dendrand Station. We used to distribute.
You and Muhammad Ali?
Me and Birdan Nikoniso Abdullah.
Okay.
So somebody told Muhammad Ali that we distribute this brochure. So he came up with the two suitcases to MCC to give me brochure. So they gave him all sort of Islam, five pillars of Islam. Five pillars of Islam and all that. He said, no, I don't need that. I need that one. And he showed them this Jesus Really God.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali used to have his personal book. He showed me. And in that personal book, he has the from Bible and Quran, Jesus is not real God. So when he could talk, he used to argue with people on the streets and everywhere about that. That was his style.
Wow.
When he couldn't talk, those were the days when he found the brochures. Then he showed me a whole crawling bag, you know, travel bag.
Yeah.
He will have full of those brochures. So whenever people see him, they will stop
that
him.
Were pamphlets, huh?
They will stop him.
Yeah.
It's an autograph. He said, no, I'm not going to write on that your paper. He will take out the Dawa brochure, Is Jesus Really God? Sign them and give it to them. He used to tell me he signs 500 brochures in 1 hour. Wow. I have his photos with
wow.
those things. He I gave me a lot of those brochures.
Yeah, the Triple IE, Dr. Amir Ali, he used to tell me the same exact
thing. Right. That's where we connected him with Dr. Amir Ali. Yeah. May Allah be pleased with Brother Amir Ali.
This is mercy amazing. Hamid, look, what's the excuse? If Muhammad Ali was doing it, most celebrities, they'll run and hide under a rock. They'll maybe change.
Not
Muhammad Ali.
Even if you go on his museum, brother,
yeah.
I hope you will take your camera and visit the museum and tell the Muslim world about it and tell Americans about it. In the museum, of course, just like his life, Islam and name and all that is all over the museum. But then there is a large room which has no Muhammad Ali, just about Islam. Mm-hmm. Even his museum was focused on Dawah.
Yeah. Now, what do you think after, you know, a very short pause of the horrific images, you know, that are always associated, you know, these innuendos, you say, you know, radical Islam, jihadists, the ISIS, these people have nothing to do with Islam. They're actually killing more Muslims. Many people don't know that. We've done many shows on this. And then there was a slight pause. Not even 36 hours later, you have this horrific tragedy that happened in Orlando.
Yeah.
How much do you think, would you say, is a lot of this stuff, I mean, I just can't, you know, just for conversation, is cooked up. I mean, it just... You know, obviously, you know, Islam has nothing to do with this. You have all these other events that happen. You mentioned almost 300 mass shootings that happened in 2015. Their religion is not mentioned. You know, they always look for mentally disturbed, what happened in their childhood. Soon as someone, it's known the guy was in a nightclub. He was homosexual. He was beating his wife, doing everything opposite to Islam. If he was following Islam, he wouldn't be in his wrong place, wrong time. He wouldn't be doing any of these radical things. He'd be a peaceful person, making peace, mm-hmm. doing what Muhammad Ali was doing. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I cannot speak to things which I don't know, but yeah. You just described the whole thing which even media is telling us. Uh-huh. This guy was messed up. Guy has a huge type of personality problem. And his former wife thinks might have bipolar, you see. And the current wife, poor girl, has low IQ, has difficulty learning. Yeah. So I don't know the whole story there. But one thing which is clear, a person who was in that mosque where he once in a while visited, he says he called FBI and telling them yeah. that this person has some strange ideas and whatnot. And this article was printed in Washington Post.
Yes.
And Washington Post verified with FBI. And FBI said, yes, he did tell us. Well, what did you do about it?
So they did nothing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that seems like it.
Yeah. So you do have these tragic incidents happening. But how much, I mean, there was I just saw some news. I mean, it's like taking the KKK, for instance, I make this example, and constantly showing the KKK on the mainstream media. People are going to end up joining KKK. They're going to rally support, and then people are going to start thinking that that's mainstream Christianity. It's like these subliminal messages are being sent. It's constantly 24/7, ISIS, Daesh, like we got other things, you know, to worry about. This fringe element, you're just giving them the platform to promote themselves and their ideas.
Oh, brother, there'll be no ISIS or nothing if we haven't invaded Iraq.
There was no such thing. They were not talking
now
about
we this. Have five Muslim countries completely destroyed, invasion of nine countries and drone attacks on the other one. According to Physicians for Social Responsibility, which is a Nobel Peace winning organization in Washington, D.C., only in three countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, they say 1.3 million Muslims have been killed because of the war. War, terrorism, and hate, Islamophobia, is a connected phenomena. You cannot stop it one thing unless you stop the other thing. So it is important for Muslims and our neighbors to stand up against war. The whole ISIS phenomena didn't exist.
No.
It came because a whole country was devastated, then another country was devastated, then another country. So people, some people go nuts, some people go crazy. I mean, in Chicago, 40 people were shot. On the same weekend, 50 people died in Orlando. Why you're not crying about what happened in Chicago?
That just happened last couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, exactly the same weekend, brother.
Same weekend, yeah.
Seven people died, rest of the people were injured. So I think we need to be very firm. All assault weapons need to be banned. Our media need to be balanced in coverage. But Muslim audience to America to isolate Islamophobe who are increasing fear, hate, and anger in America. Our neighbors are good people. Islamophobes using media skillfully are confusing our neighbors.
Those are the real radicals right there.
They are the mother of radicals, brother.
They have the more in common. We're going to take a break now. They have more in common with these extreme elements.
Oh, they yeah. are the same people.
Yeah, the same, yeah. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
Subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Welcome back to The Dean Show. Now, you were on the O'Reilly Show, and it was interesting. He was always trying to, I mean, it's one thing coming on a program and you're working to a good cause, you know, for a common good. It seems like these people always trying to trip you up, always trying to, and then you got to a point where he's talked about, you know, some of the, you had this wonderful, this convention where Stand with Prophet
Stand
Muhammad.
With the Prophet
yeah.
against hate in love and peace.
So did he end up showing up? Because you invited him.
I invited him. They brought the truck,
yeah.
but where they were supposed to be in the press conference, meeting the guests, I texted them several times. They didn't show up. They wanted to go inside our program, and program was going on, and stick mic to people. I say, I will not allow you to play games inside our program.
Yeah, there was one thing. he said something to you about unindicted co-conspirator. You said that's a good thing, being unindicted.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You should be happy that he's unindicted. You are unindicted.
Well, I wonder if he's going to
condemn
me. I wonder if he's going to condemn me.
Rest of the America is unindicted. Being unindicted is something good, not bad.
Why is it, good? Why is it good to have this radical imam
being
there?
Unindicted is a good thing.
Why?
Because you are not indicted. If there was something, you will be indicted.
Saad
Wahad
I thought you said invited.
Is not a radical imam.
Indicted. Okay.
He stands up for peace and justice in his neighborhood.
Imam. You
I mean, Bill O'Reilly is unindicted. Yeah. I am unindicted. Yeah. Are you indicted, brother?
No.
Okay,
God.
So you're unindicted. So we got a good company going here. So whole America is unindicted, and it is a good thing for America.
Yeah.
So they were using being unindicted against Imam Siraj Wahaj as though it is some type of a curse or something.
Yeah.
So I think that was fine.
Yeah, and then he started, what do you think about this term, this cliche now that's all out there? They keep throwing out radical Islam.
Yeah, so I thought he was radical because the fact of the matter is that when they invited me on the show, I was sick that day. Actually, as soon as I was done with the show, I started praying Maghrib. In second rakah, I threw up. I couldn't finish my salat.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to go, but Sound Vision team voted that I must go there.
Yeah.
So Allah helped me out. And but reason people wanted me not to go is people thought he's a radical activist. He's not a normal media. So I ended up telling him when he used the term radical, because the people coined the term, they stick it to people.
Yeah.
But Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State at the time of President Bush, she is the first one who stopped using this radical Islam and fascism Islam and Islamic terrorism. She's the one who stopped. I went And I personally thanked her on this. And President Obama continued not attaching these things. And now this Trump want to use the same terminology. Why call criminal a criminal? I mean, in Chicago, 40 people were shot. Who were the shooter? Did we call them a Christian shooter killing other Christian fighting each other on the street of Chicago? We don't. So call criminal, a terrorist, but attaching the beautiful name of Islam to these things is not acceptable. And that's what I thought Bill Riley, I hope he will remember that lesson. But if he invites me again, I'm willing to go and talk to him.
That'd be great. So there's no such thing. If you're tuning in, you are guest here, you're tuning in for the first time and you've heard this term radical Islam, it's clear to say it's emphatically we said there's no such thing as radical Islam. You could be a radical individual, but Islam is a beautiful way of life that's from the Creator. It's guidance for all of mankind. Jesus lived it, Moses lived it, Abraham, and the last and final message is that peace acquired by submission to the will of the Creator. It cannot be radical. How can you be a radical submitter in peace to God?
And Brother Eddie and Brother Mujahid are trying to live that also.
Yeah.
On the beautiful path of the prophets, connect with neighbors, smile, and tell them this is what we believe in, and respect other people's faith, and we all go back to Almighty God, and He will decide who was right, who was wrong. But I think what is important, Brother Eddie, is that you keep doing the good work which you are doing. I think the Dean Show, which is watched on different satellite television and all that, it needs support of the community. Muslims need to realize that, you know, you teach one person one-on-one, you're teaching one person. When you're teaching on television, you're teaching hundreds and thousands of people, if not. Muslims need to master the art and technology of communication.
Yeah.
We need to be stronger. And that's the way America wants. After 9/11, a lady called me. She picked up Sound Vision brochure in some masjid, and she called me. And he said, I'm not a Muslim. Would you mind talking to me? I said, of course, by all means. He said, you know, which channel should I look for Islam? I want to learn about Islam, so which channel I go to? I remain silent and say, we don't have a channel. You know what did she say? She remained silent and said, then how do you know, how do you think Islam, America will know about Islam?
Mm.
How would America will know if you're not on TV?
Yeah.
So thank you for being on TV.
Alhamdulillah.
And let's do more of the same. And I ask the audience right here looking at you, my brothers and sisters, if you feel you're hurt, if you feel you're being wronged, if you think zulm is being done by Muslims or people of other faith, you need to stand up, you need to speak up. But one of the things which you can do, people who are standing up, people who are speaking up with the television program and radio and whatnot, support them. That's how our message needs to be go out. Just remember, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used each and every means of communication to connect. Whatever was available at that time, going to the market, going to the Kaaba, going for Hajj, inviting people for party. Hey, if Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive today, don't you think he will be on TV? How you can convey, how you can talk to billions of people unless you're on TV? So support Deen TV and speak up. And keep smiling. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheikh, for being with us on the Dean Show.
Thank you.
People, if they want to get a hold of you, you're the president of Sound Vision.
Yes, they can go on soundvision.com or radioislam.com or just come knock on the door in downtown Chicago and they'll find me there.
That's it. Thank you so much for being with
Thank
us.
You. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. There you have it, this week's episode of the Dean Show. You got to learn $200 million is spent on bashing Islam. And is it succeeding? You be the judge. There's a lot of false information, but the person who is sincere and really wants to know the purpose of life, why they've been created, they ask earnestly, oh, my maker, the one who made me. Guide me to what my purpose is in this life. I know I'm going to have to die, and at the end, I'm going to leave all that money and the wealth behind. And I'm going to spend my life chasing my tail, going around in circles from Monday to Friday, just working like a dog, sweating, laboring hard to go to the pub and the nightclub on the weekend, then have a hangover the next day, and then what, Monday comes. You know, the highest level of suicide is on what day? Monday. And maybe you don't commit suicide. Maybe you're not on Prozac, but you're close to it. Why? Because there's a void in the heart. And you're just filling it with all of this hate rhetoric. Fox News, can you imagine if you spent that time more wisely, more appropriately, seeking to really know what the purpose of life is? What does that fuel when you spend your time watching Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, and all of the other sensationalism that's built up around this fake boogeyman that's been created, having you give up your rights because you're scared? You shouldn't fear no one but the Creator. When you're upon truth, when you're doing good, when you're like Muhammad Ali was, the American hero who was out there propagating the truth. He was on a firm ground. You should be someone who takes that example and also applies it. And I'm going to end with this quote here from the verbatim word of God, the Quran, where Allah, the Almighty God, is saying, evil is not equal to what's wholesome. Even though evil is so widespread that it seems normal and good to you, be mindful of God, all you people of understanding, so you may prosper. That's right. Be mindful of God. Be mindful of your purpose in life. Make this world a better place. Have peace with your Creator, peace within yourself, and go ahead and enjoy the blessings that the Creator has given you. And one of the best and best blessings is to know your purpose, to share your purpose, to live your purpose. Thank you for tuning in to The Dean Show. Every week, we got a new exciting show for you. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Millions are spent to get people away from Islam. We're asking you to contribute very little to help share and bring people to this beautiful way of life, Islam. Now, what are you going to do with that? How much are you going to put in? How much are you going to contribute to help us grow this channel, to continue the work? It's something that's incumbent on all of us. We've taken up the call. We're doing our small part. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and from you as you contribute. There's a link below. And we'll see you next time. Keep us in your du'as. Subscribe if you haven't already to get the newest show delivered to you. Every Friday we release it. Help support the da'wah. Help support us spreading the message of peace and purpose to the world. Until next time, we'll see you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.